This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
There was a time when I, serving on the field in Senegal, West Africa, I was the field director. God had given me a lot of grace in the language, which some of you are probably laughing about now and hearing my southern accent and go, I'd love to hear what that sounded like, southern twang and indigenous language in West
Senegalese,
Africa.
Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
Yeah. But anyway, he gave me a lot of freedom and effectiveness in the language. But there was a time in the marketplace where actually a guy on a moped, you know, one of those motor-operated bicycle dealies, ran into the side of my wife driving our lovely plush Land Rover. It was about 100 years old. It was out of one of those World War I movies, but destroyed the moped. Unfortunately, he only had some cuts and bruises. But I thought, you know, obviously poor family, kid who didn't really know how to drive the thing. I'll have it repaired for him. So took it to a guy in the marketplace, found this guy who was going to repair it. Learned when I was there to pick the bike up that he was gouging me, charging me about three times what it should cost. And he and I had a confrontation. By the time it was over, we were screaming at each other. Horde of people around watching me, the only pale face in the crowd, screaming. And so we're just yelling at each other, and I'm furious. And I get in my Land Rover, slam the door, and drive off. And you know what a great impact that had on the Nationals. What happened to me was I went into a state called Rat Brain. And I'm going to give you a little tool here that you're going to have some fun with as a family, as a team. Rat brain.
Okay.
Take a piece of paper and do your best shot at drawing a picture of the brain. All right. The brain with a brain stem. And mine looks, I don't know, it looks more like a potato with a thing hanging out of the bottom. But nevertheless, you get the picture. So the brain stem, that controls all the involuntary functions of our body. And a lizard has a brain stem. That's all a lizard has. So, you know, the guys who on the side of your house do the push-ups in the afternoon, those push-up lizards, well, all they have is functionally a brain stem. A rat has a kind of a potato-shaped part in the base of the brain. That's called the limbic system. L-I-M-B-I-C, and the rest of the brain is really the neocortex. That's where reasoning and artistic function, all that stuff happens. But the limbic system is all a rat has. Now, of course, besides the stem, the involuntary function, but so the limbic system is the fight or flight part of our brain. So if your home is on fire and you wake up, you run out, you know, you're not reasoning. It's the limbic system kicks in, and it causes you to run away. It's a great part, but it's also the fight part of our brain.
You know, I take your word for it.
Yeah, we've all experienced that. Now, my challenge, I've mentioned this couple of broadcasts in the previously that I don't know what it is about my makeup, but traffic sins just drive me crazy.
Okay.
When someone pulls out in front of me, when they drive slow, when they change lanes, they fail to use their blinker. Now, obviously, this wasn't the case so much when we were overseas, but back in the U.S., I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But something in my shape from experiences, whatever it is, I just have very little patience. And I tend to lose my temper with people like that. But now that I know that's a weakness of mine and I'm addressing it, and my wife is holding me accountable, I'm getting much, much better. But I go into rat brain. And I have said things to people, I shouted things out the window to people that followers of Jesus shouldn't say. And a few minutes later, I'd wonder, what in the world just happened to me? Why did I fly off the handle? Of course, raising kids, we do. I did that frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember a time where my son came outside and I had been in the garage, again, kind of a fix-it guy, but not enough talent to really fix a car very, very well. And I was picking up some tools from out in the yard that had somehow catapulted from my hand and out into the yard. I don't know how that happened, but so I had to explain to my son, you know, why I'm picking up the wrench from 40 feet away from the front of the garage. I had gone in a rat brain. Didn't know the phrase then, but I know it now. And I want to pass that on to you. This is a fun thing because we can check each other and say, hey, you going rat on me as a team in the home. And here's the sad thing is, The average IQ is like 90 to 110. So that's an average IQ. Brilliant is, I think, 130. Genius is 140. I'm definitely in that average category. Now, 70 and below is mental retardation. Now, here's the deal. When you go into rat brain, you can lose as many as 30 or 40 IQ points. Are you having an aha moment with me?
Uh-oh.
Doesn't that explain some of the things you said, some of the things you did, that you go, that's not me? Where did that come from?
It's like, that's why my wife says, Denny, don't say anything.
Exactly.
Roll your window back up.
Well, we should never confront someone when we're emotionally hijacked like all that. Right. I call a coup d'etat. This is a coup de tête, a taking over of our head by our emotions when we go rat brain. So if you do the math, if you're an average, you have an average IQ of maybe 110, and you lose 40 IQ points when you've gone rat brain,
you're in trouble.
You're operating at a point of mental retardation. And so that's why you say things and do things that you normally wouldn't do. And so much of the scars of life, the things that we carry through, were implanted to us by someone who was in rat brain.
Hmm.
And fortunately, God gives our children great resiliency, tremendous grace, where they forget some of the things that we said and did when we were in rat brain, the punishments that were not correct. But it's a fun tool, but it's reality. And so what we do with it now is, here's what I want to challenge you to do. Spend some time today or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, and think about, okay, what's one thing that triggers me into rat brain in my relationship at home? And what's one thing in my work, either with the team or an aspect of the work? Let me identify two things that trigger me to go into rat brain. I know I'm emotionally hijacked. You know, my little story when I opened the program was, it was this gentleman trying to cheat me. And still to this day, even telling the story, I realize, you know, if anyone ever tries to cheat me and is being unjust towards me, I'm going off. You know, I slip into rat brain quickly, and I just, something in my past drives me to, you need to fight if someone's trying to take advantage of you. So I've got to check my triggers. Once I know my trigger and I can identify that, now I can begin to work on it. And so my antenna comes up, my radar's, you know, at full speed. When I sense now it's something as simple as someone sinning against me in traffic, you know, making some kind of traffic infraction, someone questions my integrity. Again, if they try to take advantage of me, those are the kinds of things that I know trigger me into rat brain.
I think the sad thing is sometimes this reaction comes about because of first impressions that aren't real. It's not really what's happening. It's just like, oh, hey, what do you mean by that?
Exactly. And that's where someone's words and actions, we interpret through our lens, and it feels this way. It ticks us off. It's because of our shape. Our spirituality, our heart, our abilities, personality, experiences, we don't like it. And it makes us mad rather than going back to the person and say, look, the way you're doing this makes me feel like this. You know, help me understand where you're coming from. Or I would just need you to realize this isn't working in our relationship when you carry on this kind of action. And I need your help here because I really value you as a person. I don't want to think negatively of you. So could you help me out here? Next time when we get back, though, I want us to think about, I'm going to give you a tool to understand personalities better, because personality is so tremendous in how we size people up and how we work with certain individuals and our understanding our kids better, our spouse, and realizing how our personality changes when there's some stress and tension involved. So we're going to talk about that next time we're together.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.